Hey, you in the corner there, pay attention. So, society in the Western and European worlds at least lets femons lie with impunity. Femons regularly lie in court. Have you ever heard one get charged with perjury? So here's that what they call McCann faker. She said she was that missing little girl years ago. And she even went on Dr. Phil. And they did a DNA test. And found that there is absolutely no possible way that she is related to the McCanns in any way. She's proven to be a liar, a charlatan. And yet just a couple of days ago, she turns up in the UK, where the McCanns were having a kind of a vigil for their lost child. They didn't make it, but this femon did. Now she comes from Poland, so how did she get the money to get to the UK? And she's still saying she is the missing child. And why is she doing that? Because there's been no penalties for her lying before. And apparently in her history, it's not the first time she's tried to pretend to be somebody else. But how is she allowed to get away with absolute lying to everybody? Because she's a femon, that's why. If I started going around and pretended to be somebody else, I'd be done for fraud, wouldn't I? And let's face it, the only reason this femon is doing this is for one exact reason. Attention. As we've seen, femons will do absolutely anything, and I mean anything, to get attention. Doesn't matter how vile it is. Of course, people are saying she has a mental condition, of course. But the facts are she's lying, and she knows she's lying. But society doesn't seem to penalize these femons for lying and deceiving. I mean, she was on Dr. Phil, and now she's in the paper again. And all because of her lies. To me, this femon doing this is sick. Using somebody else's tragedy to receive attention. Another one of femon's scams. No wonder society is broken. Never trust a femon, guys. Because they are the charlatans of society. Take it easy.